block sales, and of course, SERS is the public part of it all. We are talking about the on-block sales seem to be rather quiet this year, given the fact that cooling measures have come into place. Not many have gone that route this time around. At one time, though, it was a windfall that many people could take to the bank. And of course, in Singapore, it's been on-block sales for owners of private apartments, for the HDB dweller, of course, the SERS scheme. We're going to take a look at these schemes with Paul Ho, the chief mortgage consultant from iCompareLoan.com. Paul, you've been in the news recently, writing very prolifically on other publications and, of course, being on our program. But first, a very good morning and welcome into Homebase.
Very good morning, Keith. Thank you very much for inviting me again.
Pleasure always for you to throw some light on this situation. Now, you know, it used to be the cash cow, on-block sales. Hopefully, you got on at the right time. And of course, the payout would have been great as well. But for the HDB dweller, many do not know about the selective on-block redevelopment scheme. Tell us a little bit more about that. And perhaps if people are in the market for an apartment within a mature estate, why should they be considering a mature estate as opposed to the new one?
I think on-block or selective on-block redevelopment scheme is something that you can hope for, but you should not actually just plan your purchase or living conditions around it.
Okay.
Selective on-block, if you were to choose a mature estate versus a new estate, there are many, many considerations. If you're purely putting it as an investment, then you would need to consider your lifestyle choices, right? Because if you were to live in a mature estate, your children would go to school perhaps easier. You would live nearer to your parents. Mm-hmm. But if you were to go to a newer estate, then some of the choices would not be available, and some of the newer estates are actually further away from town or anywhere else.
And we have to say that in public housing, resale or new, it is not meant for speculative purposes. But should you be lucky enough, with the benefits of a mature estate versus the new estates are pretty obvious. First and foremost, you said, proximity to the family, proximity to public transportation, primarily because these are already, well, established in these estates. But are people in the HDB in mature estates still commanding a premium?
I think there are mature estates. We need to look at it in the number of ways. Mm-hmm. There are mature estates in closer to town. There are mature estates that are further away from town. For example, if you look at mature estates, for example, in maybe Jurong or some other places, they obviously don't command as much as those in Queenstown, Redhill, or some other places, mm-hmm. or even Clementi. So I think mature estates, as always, various different types of mature estates. You just need to classify them accordingly. They do have different price points.
Is it generally the fact that these mature estates are the smaller ones and basically sitting on prime property that might face a selective on-block redevelopment?
I think from the past, what we have seen is that selective on-block can happen anywhere. I mean, recently I talked about the Tanglin Halt because indeed, I used to grow up around there. Mm-hmm. But we have also had Woodlands Centre Road, okay. Boon Lay's Garden, Bukit Merah, Jurong West in 2011. Mm-hmm. Then prior to that, we have Clementi, Jurong East, Teban Gardens. So I think mature estates or location of the selective on-block can pretty much happen anywhere. I think it could be the building of a regional center, government infrastructure. Mm-hmm. It could also very much be something related to building of MRT station. Or things along those lines. Obviously, if it is beside certain amenities, for example, like a business park or government may have some plans for for developing a certain center or regional right. center. Could be a learning center. It could be a business, industrial, high-tech park or things along those lines, right? So they would need land or they would need to clear up a certain parcel of land for that kind of activity.
Or a railway station hub.
Exactly. It could very well be a railway station hub or yeah. something that they think, sure. think of or maybe even a future, mm-hmm. just thinking out of the box, it could be a future launch pad, space center, mm-hmm. Research vicinity or whatever, right?
Sure. So, but these are few and far between. Is it always, again, for the uninformed like myself, the smaller part of a larger estate? They're normally smaller. I'll give you an example. Somewhere, perhaps, at Holland Village, there used to be a couple of point blocks there. I only know because my in-laws used to live there, and they've moved across the road into this spanking new apartment building, and lots of people, the moment they were moving, are commanding a premium on that price as well, and this is public housing.
Yeah, I think some of those areas really coincide with a bigger plan. For example, some years ago in the URA master plan, we read that the URA is looking at the smaller estates mm-hmm. or smaller regional centers, and some of those regional centers are dotted all around the place.
Sure.
And I got a feeling that URA views these areas as potentially traffic congestion sources.
Sure. Okay.
And what they are trying to do is they want to be able to zone this area for a bigger, more holistic use, and maybe to zone them more holistically. So in the past, they would zone maybe little small coffee shops, little more commercial centers dotted by HDB buildings, mm-hmm. and the design or the zoning was probably a bit more haphazard. So what they're trying to do it this time around and going forward is to concentrate on certain regional centers. For example, my view of the Holland Village area and those areas that they were clearing out for the HDBs, there's insufficient car parks, then there's insufficient land to build on that area. And those HDB blocks that were cleared around those areas were just the on the other behind
the
side of the
swimming pool,
Holland Village, right?
Yes.
So the other side of the swimming pool, and if you look carefully, and those areas are contiguous or is next to the Holland Village area. So if you were to, even though they may not have announced the plan fully, that mm-hmm. those empty plots of land are just sitting adjacent to Holland Village, and what one would easily guess that they may have plans to have something coming up along those areas could be to build an adjacent commercial center or some sorts of centers besides that.
So if someone were to consider something like this, just say a couple has gotten married, perhaps their combined income doesn't meet the necessary requirements for a new HDB flat, and they go into the resale market, what would you advise them to do? Should they be checking the URA's master plan before they decide into buying something like this?
I think most of us are not experts, including myself.
Sure.
If you're looking to buy a place, a HDB, I think just follow your heart and buy where's the location that
and
is
where
most
you can
affordable,
afford it, of course,
right?
Yes.
Affordability is an issue. If you look at the master plan, it pretty much doesn't tell you very much.
Right.
If you look at the 2008-2015 master plan,
sure.
So you look at it and you say, this is an area, this is commercial area,
right.
This is HDB area. It's pretty much it. Or you have big zones of a certain color that this is the future commercial area, but that's pretty much all you know about it,
sure.
Right? So if you are speculating on certain things coming up...
And we don't advise you to speculate, especially on public housing.
Exactly. So I think you don't advise people to speculate. People will still do that, right?
Sure.
They will just say, oh, this is the future place. This is future. This is so big. This is so great. And they would like to be part of it. But just be cautious and temper your expectations. And whatever you need to stay in... that you can afford, Checking the URI pretty much gives you an indication of what are activities coming up. But some of this master plan will take 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years to materialize.
Indeed. So do you have that staying power? Should you anticipate that happening to you? 669-11938 is our number if you want to get in on the conversation with Paul Ho. Paul is the chief mortgage consultant at iCompareLoan.com. We're talking today about the selective en bloc redevelopment program. We're also going to get his take on the situation on the ground as it becomes whether people are taking more loans these days as well. The banks have are releasing their corporate earnings reports recently and have taken perhaps a hit because of the fact that, like our analyst spoke with us earlier, not as many loans are coming out of the banks these days. We're going to ask Paul if he is suffering from the same fate. Paul Ho is the chief mortgage consultant at iCompareLoan.com. You're listening to Homebase on 938 Live. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
We talk with you on 938 Live.
Ted, what are you doing hiding by the fridge?
Trying to keep cool.
Brand new comedy series.
I'm broke, I'm blocked, and I have no friends.
What happens when an aspiring writer inherits a huge old house?
Showing them out.
Perfect.
I'll take it.
With tenants from all over the world.
You guys know each other?
It's a melting pot of cultures.
I know Kung Fu.
Stir up the flavors this May. Rojak premieres Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. on 5.
The LTA traffic news on 938 Live.
Okay, here's the latest traffic-wise. Accidents happen on PIE towards Tuas, but at Reservoir Entrance.
Here's a message from the LTA.
Please slow down and drive carefully at school zones. School zones have roads that are partially painted in red to alert motorists to drive with care.
This message is brought to you by King Coil. Celebrate King Coil's 118th anniversary with Metro at Centerpoint Level 5 with great deals from a huge selection of mattresses, bedding, linen, sofas, sofa beds and more. See you there.
Back into Homebase on 938 Live, speaking this morning with Paul Ho. Paul is the chief mortgage consultant at iCompareLoan.com. Paul, welcome back into the program. We were talking earlier about the article you wrote about the selective en bloc redevelopment scheme. Probably before we move on to see how the loan market's doing once again, what kind of compensation have people experienced from this from CERS?
I wouldn't be able to comment on the many past transactions. The recent one that I was looking at, because out of curiosity, was Tanglin Halt.
Right, and because you grew up there.
I grew up there, and I eat there quite frequently. Mm-hmm. And once in a while, I see some old folks that I sit down with and I talk with. They are quite unhappy that they have to move. Mm-hmm. And that is notwithstanding the fact of, in my opinion, a fair compensation.
Sure.
And I have asked them how much they have gotten for their flats. And most of those people are staying in three-room flats. Right. And they have gotten in the range of 300,000 to high 300,000. Maybe some of them with corner units are going at probably closer to 400,000. And if we have a look at their replacement flats in the Dawson estate, the prices are probably going at between $320,000 to $370,000 range for the similar three-room flat.
Right.
The sizes would be comparable. Maybe the new ones are a little bit smaller. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, I think it is a fair compensation,
sure,
in my opinion. And they do get a new flat and with a full 99-year lease,
right,
except that the old people do not want to move.
Because they're just so content and familiar with the surroundings. Well, they've grown up there for about almost 50 years or more.
That's right.
Well, in my limited experience of selective en bloc redevelopment, I've seen the Siglap area, those three-room flats, moved to the Chai Chi area. I think it's all up and running now. I've seen the Holland Close version move from one side of the road to the other side of the road. I've also Well, in the news recently, the biggest one, especially on the public scale, has been the Rocho Ophir Road area, that very colourful block in the centre near Sim Lim Square is moving somewhere near Geylang, I believe. So this is still a constant redevelopment process, our urban renewal process, as they say. But let's talk about loans and your business these days. Are you seeing more new loans for property? People taking out new loans?
We are seeing some initial rises in inquiries for new loans this year, particularly those for EC and young couple wanting to buy condominiums.
Mm-hmm.
We do actually see a small increase in numbers of inquiries, and a lot of people are saying to me that, oh, they feel that the property prices have dropped for many, many quarters now, and
right.
They feel that probably now is the right time to get in. And a lot of them are first-timers, and some of the second-timers are asking, Paul, do you know when is the ABSD for second property is going to be removed? And I said, I don't have the answer.
I don't think anyone has the answer. So the cooling measures, are here to stay. Some people feel they've been in place for too long and are hoping they will be removed. Others are saying that the prices haven't come down far enough. As a loan consultant, what do you think, Paul?
I think the prices have gradually fallen from the peak since 2013, after the imposition of the TDSR. The prices have fallen in a very orderly manner, primarily because when the measures were introduced, there was still momentum in the market. So when I say momentum, means there's still a lot of buying momentum. It was actually implemented when the market was on the up. So it's gradually slowed the market, and gradually the prices started to decline.
Mm-hmm.
And we are seeing an orderly decline in the past many quarters, on average of between maybe 0.5, 0.7 to 1.7% per quarter. That would work out to be around between 3 to 8% on a per annum basis. So we have probably seen many quarters now. I couldn't even remember when was the time I saw it rising. Probably 10, 12 quarters now, probably closer to that. Or false. The prices haven't really fallen a lot compared to the 2007, 2008
right.
prices.
I mean, just recently we were talking that private property prices had dipped again. These are statistical terms. On the ground, have people actually realized that should they wish to, you know, divest themselves of a particular property, that they will not be able to command a premium anymore?
I would say, just jokingly, that you can command a negative premium.
Okay. Well, that says it all, does it not? A negative premium. Paul, in the moments that we have left, what advice do you have for people who perhaps are trying to get their first property, private or otherwise?
I think if people are trying to get their first property, in the market right now, there is an anomaly. If you're earning above a certain income of maybe $4,000 to $5,000 a month, and you're sharing with your partner, which is a life partner, so could be that earns another $3,000 or $4,000. Sometimes when you go to the HDB, because of the MSR rule, monthly servicing ratio, which is set at 30%. That limits their ability to buy the HDB flats and get the maximum loan that they desire. So sometimes in a very weird sense, they would be forced to buy condominiums because they would be able to borrow a higher quantum for buying condominiums, because the total debt servicing ratio is 60%.
Wow, okay. So words to live by, do your sums, and of course, get to all the documentation in place. We'd like to thank Paul Ho for joining us this morning yet again. Paul is the chief mortgage consultant at iCompareLoan.com. If you want to find about more about Paul and his views, do a search on Facebook. It'll take you to his page or to iCompareLoan.com as well. Paul, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And you've been listening to Homebase on 938 Live. I'm Keith D'Souza.
938 Live gets you talking.
A very good